This is KUT. Imagine being the first in your family to go to college. Paying for it can be daunting, and that's the case for many students from immigrant families. But one school district in Texas is trying to expose these students to college-level courses even before they finish high school. The plan gives students credits without having to pay college tuition. KUT's Kate McGee saw how this is working in Laredo, Texas, on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Nearly 100 students enter the gym at the Texas A&M International University in Laredo. They're practicing for their graduation. Principal Israel Castilla takes the students through the ceremony.
Okay, so you're going to be shaking hands to 7 people, let's say, and then you have the 3 seconds with the picture.
These students, though, aren't graduating from college. These are high school students, but many of them are already halfway toward a college degree, thanks to their school, Laredo Early College High School. It works like this. 2 days a week, students take courses at a college campus with other college students. The rest of the week, they're back at their high school. They review material and complete coursework. That way, they can simultaneously work toward their high school diploma and earn credit toward a post-secondary degree for free. That's a big help to low-income and first-generation college students. It brings them into the college system and makes it more affordable.
I just saw it as an opportunity to get ahead of everyone, especially college credits. And even then, I knew that that was coming from humble beginnings and from whatever I could do to help pay for my college, like I was going to take advantage of that.
That's Omero Cos, a 17-year-old senior at the school. At first, Cos felt a little weird being in a college classroom with students who were older than him.
It was scary. I was like a 15-year-old kid, like over here with someone like some 20-year-old, 30-year-olds even, like they were college students.
But he got over it and did well. Cos moved to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 3. He's lived in Laredo his entire life and considers it home. His father worked construction, his mom cleaned houses, and raised Cos and his 5 older sisters. Watching his parents work hard made him want to go to college and have more opportunities than they did.
When we came here, my mom did a lot of housekeeping jobs, and I would see these people with big, beautiful houses, and I would always think, like, why wouldn't we live in those houses? And was the fact that we didn't have the money for that. And I always wanted, like, if I had a chance to have myself a family, to have my family live in houses like that and live peacefully, live in comfort, I wanted to do that. I wanted to create a better home for my family.
Principal Israel Castilla says for many first-generation families, college can seem like an impossible goal. Just 16% of Texans in the Rio Grande Valley have a bachelor's degree or higher. Castilla thinks early college high school programs can help fix that.
It's no longer so far away. It's a lot closer now. It's instead of those 4 years, now it's 2 years. 2 years with the support you were given. You have been successful. You have been excellent in this. Now it's just time for you to move on and to continue pursuing what you started.
Usually, early college high schools partner with community colleges. If students take enough classes, they can earn an associate's degree or certificate. That means they can immediately enter the workforce after high school graduation. At this school in Laredo, the stakes are a bit higher. The school partners with a 4-year university. Students can earn up to 2 years' worth of college credit, but it means they need to keep going after they graduate high school to earn that degree.
You have to continue it. You're halfway there to that road. While I think you get an associate's, you go through the whole graduation, well, you're given an option.
The option is to stick with the associates and start working, or continue and earn a bachelor's degree, which could open the door to more opportunity.
Do I want to continue or do I stay with this? You know, so now that becomes a little bit more of a challenge.
As the youngest in his family, Omero Cos is benefiting from a school that didn't exist when his sisters were in high school. Most of his siblings haven't been able to attend college. It's too expensive and life got in the way. But Cos is graduating with around 2 years' worth of college credit from Texas A&M International University, a savings of more than $40,000. He plans to go to the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley and study biomedical science. Kate McGee, KUT News.